Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. My name is Claire Lyons Devon, and tonight, along with Brother Jerry MVP Thomas, we will be hosting tonight's show. Good evening, Brother Jerry.
Good evening, Sister Clara.
How are you doing tonight?
I feel great. We got a hot show tonight. Stay tuned.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. There's a lot going on today. We've got Halloween. We've got the elections. We have a lot of things happening, most definitely. And, you know, for our listeners who are new to the show, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we air live every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And each week we bring you conversations about what's going on in the world, and we talk about what's going on in your world. You know, how is life being transformed for you? So you might be wondering, what is the International Black Summit? Well, the International Black Summit it's a conversation, and it's a conversation that's being given by life to the world through people of Black African descent. It's also an event. It's an event that takes place the first weekend in August of each year, and it's attended by people of Black African descent. People who are committed to unfoldment of a declaration in their lives. This year we met in Baltimore, Maryland. We called it Be More, and we came away with the inquiry, Be With What Is, which is a very, very powerful, powerful statement. The summit is also a gathering. You know, it's a gathering of people from diverse backgrounds, different countries, lifestyles, opinions and views, and we come together and we celebrate. We really celebrate the declaration. We explore questions, issues, anything that empowers our participants to realize their vision for the community and also for the world. The summit conversation is also a global shift in the conversation about who we are as people of Black African descent in the world. And our purpose is really to provide an opportunity for our participants to bring about their vision in the community and in the world. So I'd like to take a moment and just share the declaration with our listeners. Excuse me. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And this declaration was penned in Atlanta, Georgia on October 7th, 1991. So you can listen to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network over the internet on our website, blacksummit.org. You can call in with your comments and questions during a live show, and that number is 646-716-9827. You can join us in our oxygen room between 9 and 9:30, which is basically our show after the show, and that number is 218-862 6420. The extension is 797-4834 pound. Again, that number is 218-862-6420, extension 797-4834 pound. And we'll go live in the oxygen room at the conclusion of this show. So, Brother Jerry, this week is election week.
Yes,
and I'm just really, really excited because President Obama has requested that all Americans get out and vote. And I usually go very, very early in the morning to get it out of the way. But what, tell me what's going on in New York City with the upcoming elections. What's going on with you?
Well, usually the election, the voting time, they used to be 9 o'clock. But it was like a big turnout that I heard on the news today. So they're going to, some districts are going to be voting like 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Now, around where I live at, I got to wait. I got to see tomorrow because if it's going to be early, I'm going to get out there and make sure to put my vote in for it. So I believe it's going to, I think, you know, it's going to be a very big turnout.
Why do you think that's so? Like more so than normal?
Again, because people is really talking about it. For the first time in a long time, I went to see my mother, and it was like everybody talking about this election. Our people, they was like, we got to vote. We had to take 10, 11 people with us. So we got to vote. And so it's a beautiful atmosphere that's happening. It really is.
It's interesting because this is a really special election. It's the first election since President Obama was put into office. As you know, we all know he's been challenged from day one, probably challenged more so than any other president in our history for his policies and the things that he's been doing. So I think he's had a remarkable first year, given all of the challenges that he's had in front of him. And it's really important with this election that we maintain a majority position in the House, you know, to support him and what he has going on for the next 2 years.
Yeah. And the thing about that, especially us as African Americans in this country, we should become a force in groups to vote to make sure that our issues could be heard. We should be very serious and educated. Even like this, some people are not educated enough about the election or the vote process. Just sit down with that person and talk to them how important that we need to put our people in office so we can get things done in our community. We can be a stronger community. There is an atmosphere out here, Clara, that is not good. I'm not going to get into it, but it's not good.
Are you talking about in New York?
They knew all around the country. You got people said, I want my country back. You got people still addressing President Obama. Where's his birth certificate at? Now, he's been in office ever since over a year and a half. And when he had to, stood for, it's very, very, I think that it's rewarding to me. Think about he had to go to Congress. And talk to these people and said, push certain issues that deals with in America. And again, especially as African Americans, that people had died, so we can get this freedom to vote.
Right.
My mother and my father. Yeah, you can go ahead, sister.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to cut you off, but including, like, one of the things that's really important about this particular election, People are saying that the election that elected President Obama was a fluke, you know, and I think it's important for America to realize and for us to realize our power in voting and really to make that like a consistent behavior. Like, this is just not a sometime thing. This is an all-the-time thing. And it's an opportunity for, you know, each individual to create change. I really was blown away by President Obama's campaign about change. And one of the things that struck me the most that I remember about what he said was, it's not just him. You know, that change comes about based on every individual reaching out, you know, looking at what they want in their communities, what they want in their lives, and really creating that happen. Like, it's a partnership. It's not just him. Yes, he's the commander-in-chief. Yes, he's, you know, the leader of this country. And also, we have individual responsibilities to create change in our life and create change in our communities. And one of the things that I really appreciate about the International Black Summit is that we get tools and distinctions that really help us to see that we're change agents in our life. And one of the things I wrote on her description today is, you know, it's like, how are we voting in our life? You know, how are we voting in our life, and how is that impacting who we be in life and who we be in the community such that we support what we want to see in the White House? You know, like, really, really. We have some people who are on our switchboard. I just want to check in for a moment. 646-837, you have your hand up. Did you have a question or a comment?
Okay, 646, is that, that's me. I think that's, okay. So, yes,
yeah,
I'm Sadiq.
Who am I speaking with?
Sadiq Rashad.
Hey, Sadiq, how are you?
Actually, good, very good. Good evening, everyone. So, hey, I've been working separately on the campaign here in Brooklyn since I came back to the country. And I'm really taken back sometimes when I speak to people and they tell me they are very disappointed with Obama because he's not fulfilling on his promise. Now, the reason why I got involved, because a friend of mine, Alton Maddox, has actually started a Freedom Party. And in the Freedom Party, they're running a guy by the name of Charles Barron out of East New York, who for me is a very integrous person. So I'm giving out flyers daily, and they say to me, they're very disappointed with Obama, and he's not doing this, he's not doing that. And one of the things that I think he's done a lot, first of all, however, I don't think Obama get any help from us. We don't have any leaders in our community. And I forgot who it was who had said that he went to Theodore Roosevelt and was complaining. And Roosevelt said, make me do it. And they went out and they started the boycott in Montgomery and all of that. I think it was that. However, what I'm saying to you is that we need to help Obama to help us. He can't make the move. If we get out there, we have people in our community to actually, where they need to strike, to walk, to do whatever, then he can sit over there and say, yes, the people over there, they need my, you know, I have to go and pay attention to it. Am I clear?
Yes. So, Sadiq, I just want to acknowledge you because I know you've been in Africa for a while, and as soon as you got back, hitting the campaign trail and getting involved in the elections in your community. So thank you for doing that. And I think the point that you make about raising up leaders inside of the communities, you know, is really inside of the summit conversation, because it's about, you know, participants bringing their vision into the world. And you're right. He can't, President Obama cannot implement all of the things that are on the agenda without the support of the people.
He's having a tough time. And we need to actually support him. I wish we had some community leaders. Just a quickie on New York. We have a guy, Charles Brown, who's running for governor, and we have another guy, another black person, who is
party, the rent is too damn high.
And
that the guy Jerry?
Sorry?
No, Jerry said something. I didn't hear it.
I know what he's talking about because I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah. So the long and the short of it is this guy came into the – first of all, he filed late, 3 days late. He didn't have the required amount of signatures, and he actually took Barron's spot. We had 43,000 some more signatures that we collected. You need 15,000, I think, to get on the ballot. Okay, so we had collected 43,600. And we're actually going for 45,000, which will give us political ballot status as a party. But they put us on a line with another party, and so we have two parties here, and this guy rent is too high. He got his own line. So we need to be careful when we go there to look to see that they are, in fact, voting for Charles Barron. They protested it, but they haven't done anything about it. So that's, you know, yeah, that's what I want to say. Thank you.
Gotcha. I did have one question for you, Sadiq. If you look at one thing that you would like to see different in the community where you are, what would that be?
Community leaders.
Do you see yourself? I don't see myself
being here that long. I'm going back to, well, I don't know if I'm going to stay in South Africa. I'm going back to Africa. So I honestly don't see myself being here. However, this is something that's been long coming. I have children here. And one of the things that I do know is that the education is poor. They have a lot of stop and frisk from New York City police. It's almost like a police state. So there's that stuff going on. And I would like to see some change in government. That's why I got involved with the party, with the political party. So
when you said see change in government, you're looking for new people, new blood. What do you mean?
When I say change, for people to stand up. You see, New York is very, they have a lot of people from across the world in New York City. And one of the reasons why we do that is so that they keep the people separated in little clumps. And there's no coming together. The education is very poor for the young people. And we need to have some of that change. They say we have 40% unemployment, and I think it's more like 60. You know? I just put that together because, you know, if they say it's 40, it's generally a lot more. So we need to find some change. But the people themselves, I think, we need to get up. We need to become active and stop watching the television. So get up and talk to each other. We're not doing enough of that. We're too busy. Everybody's busy on the cell phone. You know, they walk around talking, but they're not talking to each other. At least that's my experience of it. I think we need to actually realize that we can't, as individuals, you know, Malcolm used to say, it's either the ballot or the bullet. But the ballot is a bullet for us because we are electing these people who are actually haven't got our interests at heart. You know,
that's kind of a two-part issue. And it's one of the things that we're bringing forward today. There's two parts to it. One is, you know, the people, which we've been talking about. The other is the leadership of the people. And then the other thing that comes up is we should be the ones putting on the ballots what the issues are. You know, given that it's our community, it's our neighborhood, it's our city, it's our state, you know, it's our country. Like if you scrolled up the chain of command, we are the ones to identify what's important within our communities. And in doing that, you know, we determine what the ballot says, and we also determine who is on the ballot and who we place in those positions of leadership. I believe, you know, there's just been an apathy over time around voting, so I was really excited, again, about the Obama elections because I really think it jump-started America to look at being more involved in the political process and the power in creating our world. And it starts with our eye, you know, like you're saying, you want good education for your children and the schools that they attend, you know, and the opportunities that are available to them. You know, if each community started with just that tenet, there's so much that would be possible in terms of moving forward, even the issues, you know, around, let's say, education that are on the ballot, getting involved in that process as well.
Yeah. And go more verse her deep point that we most have to. We have to make sure, especially us as African Americans, we got to make sure that we got to push our curriculum, the good education, our history. We have to do it because I live in Brooklyn, and I can tell you, I see the madness what's going on in our education system. I see the disconnect between the teachers and the unions and everything. And I really feel that we got to be very, you know, voting is good. That's the first part. But the second part is we got to follow that up. We got to keep on the fight. We have to stop thinking about ourselves. We have to think about that these are our kids. This is our community. See, where I live, this is my community. This is our community. I cannot think for myself. Like, the thinking that comes up in my mind is big eye, little eye. Little eye to me is that you think about yourself. Big eye to me that I stand up for myself as a community. Be a leader. To make sure the message that we put out there is right. The message that we put out there that our kids will understand. The message that I put out there that what I could do is the fight is on. We ain't winning. See, a lot of people think that we vote. With, no. It still go on. We still got to fight. We still, because they are powers to be, do not want us to teach our kids. They are powers to be, do not want us to have certain freedoms that our ancestors have fought hard for. And that's the point that we have to understand we in a crisis, and we have to fight. And I'm with that brother, and I'm going to vote for the Freedom Party because it talked. Obviously, I'm in the space, and I understand what could happen because we have two state senators in our district ain't did nothing. I've been going to the office for the past 3 or 4 months. When you going to talk about issues, we get back to you, Mr. Thomas. We get back at you. Nothing don't happen. So that's why it goes back more to my point a few minutes ago that us as African descent, we have to be very, very careful who we vote. Make sure you ask questions. Make sure you know the history. Make sure that person is a tool of our issues. Make sure that person will be committed to come in our communities daily. It's very, very important. And brother, I'm with you. You keep up the fine work.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ashe. For our listeners, you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We air here every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a website, www.blacksummit.org, where you can listen to any past show 24/7. They are available online. You can also join our social network and network with other folks of African descent around the country, around the world. We are going premium, and you have an opportunity to contribute to keeping this show on the air. Just give us a write and send us an email at ibstalkshow@gmail.com, and you can make a pledge of financial contribution to to us continuing to be on the air and to go to premium status. We do have some other callers on the line. I want to check in with the oxygen room to see if anyone in the oxygen room has a comment or a question. We're talking about how are you being the change agent in your life in the community? You know, how are you self-generating your change in the world you want to see? Basically, how are you voting in your life? And what's going on in your communities around this election? Oxygen room, your mic is open. Do we have any comments from the
Is there anyone in the oxygen room that would like to say anything?
Yes. This is Zalima. I am in the oxygen room.
Can you speak up just a little bit, Zalima?
Yeah,
welcome to the show tonight.
I am in the oxygen room.
Yes.
Do you have a comment for the show tonight? I could respond to the dialogue around participation, and I don't have a lot to say, but I could. I want to know, am I on the air or...
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I just want to talk about the whole concept of the right to vote and that we do exercise it, but we are not taking responsibility, accepting responsibility for voting. And I think many of the comments refer to accepting that responsibility. Someone talked about leadership. Which is a form of accepting responsibility. It is something that I would agree that is missing. My own kind of theory around that is that people accepted responsibility for leadership when there was the backdrop was a national movement. And so since there has not been a backdrop of a national movement, there has been less responsibility taken at local level. Although there is some, I think the point that was made about education is a very direct tie-in, not only for our community, but for everyone, especially people living in America. We are dropping as a nation in terms of our educational achievement. I have the experience of having lived in New York when my oldest child started school. I now live in Baltimore. And it was for that one of the reasons that I actually moved to New York, because my husband was from New York, was because it was an opportunity for a better education than Baltimore City at that time, but it still was not acceptable. It was not a quality education based on the community that we lived in. And so that is actually was my first experience in activism, which led to greater and greater political involvement. And so it is a very basic place of accepting responsibility for ourselves. It's also tied into the thought, which I think is powerful, around helping President Obama, is that we must become engaged in those systems that impact on our lives. And I think one of the most critical places, particularly for parents, is at the schoolhouse and making a difference.
Awesome. Thank you for that comment, Zalima. I appreciate it. I heard someone else in the oxygen room. Did you have a comment?
Yes, this is
Glenn. Is that you?
Yes. What I'd like to say, there's actually a couple things, but the main thing that I want to the criticality of voting in this election for me is to not give Congress and the Senate the opportunity to back out some of the bills that Obama has put in place. I think it's pretty scary right now that the Tea Party and their proponents are looking to getting power with exclusively to turn back the things that have been put in place. And I am fearful of that. And so for me, a vote and getting other people out to vote is essential and important to keep the momentum of what we've got going happening. Because change, you know, as we've said, several people, Sadiq, Jerry, yourself, have said, it's real important for us to understand the momentum that we're providing in voting. But the other thing is also for us to be informed of what the policies and what is the consequences of not voting and allowing other people to decide for us. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you for that comment, Glenn.
You're welcome.
And the one thing I want to say to the rest of the people, I will give out the number of my group. So if there's anybody who want to talk about the elections in our community, I will get the number. I will give the number out on the 8:55 minute. But the one thing to go more on Brother Glenn's point, that we got to understand one thing. We got to know the issues. Very, very seriously. We have to know the issues. So when we go and vote, we know that if all of us call, majority of us has called, have this calling to vote and to stand up for the right to vote, we can make it happen. We can make sure that these Tea parties and conservative group and Republicans, let's be very clear, they working hand in hand together. Believe me, they are working hand in hand. It's been going on for a very long time. Like I said before, when you have we have people put pictures on highway talking about Obama, he's Hitler, or he's racist, or he's a birther, or we don't care. There's one sign they have in Texas I seen today. If Obama comes to Texas, we gonna kill that end in due time.
Mm.
And I want people to really, really understand what I said. Yes. So there is a very, very dangerous climate out there that we need to get out there and vote.
It's really interesting to me because I come from a space that light transcends darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, what the Tea Party is doing, what the Republicans are doing, what the Democrats, for that matter, are doing, can all be irrelevant inside of what I'm doing, you know, and how I am. So it's just as well people who are proponents of Obama could put signs up, you know, Obama, we love you, Obama, you know, great health care plan, Obama, you know, great thing what you did with the war, with the supplemental spending, Obama. You know, there could also be campaigns going on around the things that have been successful, you know, around the changes that we would like to see. And I feel like with the media, and it's one of the reasons why I really limit my watching of the news, it's like being pulled into a dark hole. And I don't choose to go down the dark hole. Like, I don't choose to believe the hype because I know that there's a greater force at work and I'm a part of that force, and there are millions and millions and millions and millions of other people who also are standing up for the things that we want and need in our community and are in support of our president. So, like, even speaking that other stuff to me is just like, it's like it gives it power, and I don't choose to give it power. I really choose to speak from you know, what's possible and what will be inside of, you know, what we're creating for ourselves and what we're creating for our community.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree, because I just brought that up to make a point, is this, that, you know, like for me, I know for myself, because I don't watch TV. Just today, I was talking to my mother, and I just seen this, okay, and then, you know, after I seen that, I just shook my head, and I said, you know what, I cut this off. I know what I got, so I know what I have to do.
Right.
You know, and that's what they want to do in that space, that's them. But I know what I know what I'm going to have to do. But I just want to bring up this point, because there is a dangerous climate out there that we have to understand, but that should not, we should not be afraid of it. We should not be afraid. Don't shy away. I told any buster that listen, do not shy away from it. What it is what it is. Let's get out and vote. Trust. Get out and vote. That's the main key. Get out of whatever they want to do. That's on them. Get out and vote. Let us be heard.
Mm-hmm. And I assert that, you know, each of us has something in our life, you know, something in our community that we would really like to see transformed in some way. The platform of President Obama was really a call for each of us to, like, look and see. He invited us to join in making this a really great country, and we have a personal responsibility to contribute to the change we want to see. And that was the request that I heard from him. So voting this Tuesday is definitely part of the mix. And as we've all been saying, it goes further and it goes deeper. Jerry, I wanted to just kind of highlight you for a moment in terms of the transformation of, you know, the summit in your life and what you're bringing. You started out as a listener to the show, and you self-generated your participation each and every week. You took on being a member of the talk show team, and you stepped up to host shows with some of the veteran members. You have since come to the summit itself, and now, as you stated earlier, you have a show that you're doing on Wednesday night, and I'd actually like for you to share a little bit about what that show is and what you have going on for the elections this week for this Wednesday. Are you going to do it on Tuesday?
Well, I'm going to do it on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And when I put on the Facebook about the elections. Well, the name of my group is JT, Thinking for Ourselves. I think that sometimes we always want to rely on other people to help out. No, look at yourself. What could you, what solutions that you could find in our community or other communities in America that you could make it better for that for good community that you live in?
Got it. And so what are you going to be discussing this Tuesday coming up?
Well, this Tuesday I'm going to, I have some people already, so they will call the number, and that number is 1-605-475-4001, and the access number is 103-7190#. I'm gonna put the time on the Facebook to call in, but I'm trying to get people to call like 7 o'clock so we could just talk about the election. What you want in our community? What solution that you want to see? Because my thing I created this for the special. For Tuesday, is that people, we cannot rely on Obama. We got to do it for ourselves. And so this is a vehicle that I want to get people so they can express their feelings. They can say how they feel and act on it.
Gotcha. Well, one, just really, really want to acknowledge you because I see you as a space of self-generation. You know, I really see you as a space of self-generation in, you know, you take what you see and what you're passionate about and you really move it forward. And it's funny because last week we had a guest on the show, Mr. Clements, and he came to the International Black Summit Leadership Weekend. And he didn't come with any particular agenda for change, but during that weekend, several things opened up for him, and, you know, he began to see his commitment and his role in bringing about change, in this case, in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a result, he self-generated himself, you know, for something that he really believes in. And all these possibilities started showing up. You know, other people are joining him on his journey to Halifax. He became a guest on the show. He brought all this awareness to the issues in Halifax. Information is being disseminated over the Internet. And we discovered even that one of our talk show members has ties and personal ties and connections to that location. But based on her self-generating himself, based on his passion, his desire, he acted on his commitment. And I see the same thing in you. You know, you have a particular agenda. You have a passion for politics. And I really see you being one of the leaders that Sadiq talks about coming up in New York with the things that you're doing with the talk show you've created and also who you're being in the community. So stay on those political guys, and one day you'll be sitting in the seat.
Well, you know, if God's willing, and saying that what I think what gets me going is that I want to tell people, my brothers whoever listen on the air right now, that I was a listener of International Black Summit. I was in a conversation that I didn't even know about my vision and my space at the time. And then what happened was it draws me because what International Black Summit had done for me to be more in tune in our community, to be more in tune with yourself. Stop worrying about anybody else in that space. Worry about yourself. What could you bring in your vision to make our community beautiful? What's in your space? What could you give? And I feel that if anybody want to join International Black Summit, please join www.blacksummit.org. Read the declaration. See how it applies in your life. I think the one thing that really gets me going, Cloud, and this was bumping into me ever since when we was talking. The part of the declaration says, we stand for the expressions of our spirituality and in the murders of our men, women, and children. Building economies responsible for funding our communities, maintain wellness in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the confidence of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. And that bumps up to me so much because in my space is about us as African Americans, we need to stand up for ourselves. We need to nurture in our relationships of each other in our community. We need to definitely build economies. And we need to be responsible for our own community for a change. We need to be responsible. We just cannot wait for anybody else to help us out. Go out and vote and stand up. Mm-hmm. And I think that when it comes right back and resurfaces in my life, that's what International Blast on Air tools to me. If I'm going to be in this conversation, if I'm going to talk the talk, I have to walk the walk. Mm-hmm. International Blast of due to you, it gives you steers you along, and makes you see that you are a leader. If you're willing to say, I ain't going to stand up for myself, I ain't going to stand up for our community. no matter what. And I think that is the driving force of me, and that's what the internet does to you. It makes you take a look of yourself. It makes you self-generating yourself. And your vision is not limited. You can keep it growing in that space. And that gets me going. That really gets me going. You know, to partake in the because I explained to you there are steps that you have to go, but those are beautiful steps because it makes you a stronger person. It makes you you can actually see your life transforming before your eyes. I actually had people say, "Jeremy, look at you! You doing it?" I said, "Thank you. It's in God's work. I mean, you know, I'm part of God's family. God put me in International Black Summit. God put me in this certain space, and so I could transform my vision. So I could help out the unfortunate who do not have a voice." And plus, bring the conversation to them at one time, in the same time too. So, like I said before, this is very, very important, brothers and sisters. Vote. Think about the crumbling of our education. Think about the small business that we don't have in our community. Think about what Brother D talking about frisking and police brutality. Think about that because you don't think it'll happen to your kids or anybody. Yes, it does. Right this minute, it is happening right now. I know what it's like to walk down the street. To feel that you don't know how you're going to make it home or you're not going to be alive. It's a scary feeling. Yeah, God got my back, and I do believe in God. Yes, I do. But hey, you got to think about stuff. If you want things to change in your community, in our community, you got to vote, and you got to be advocate of your own community. You got to be advocate. You got to be staying strong. You just cannot think for you and your family. You got to think about the community. You have to take this stand.
That's really, really, really beautiful. Because there's something you said earlier about, you know, the big eye and the little eye.
Yes.
You know, and in terms of our accountability and the whole idea of the advocacy. You know, when we become an advocate for ourselves, we in fact become an advocate for the people around us and the people in the communities that we speak for. And I have to continue to acknowledge you, Brother Jerry, because you are phenomenal. And I want you to keep up the work that you're doing. And I do. I see you being in the political arena in your city. I see that coming very soon. It's like unfolding itself. But it's all very good. We have about 10 minutes left on the show, and there are a couple of people up there. So if you have a question or a comment, if I can open the mic here. Area code 978-413, did you have a comment that you'd like to share?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're live on the
air. Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Damana. Hi, Jerry. I just want to talk about, you know, I don't want to take away from the conversation about advocacy and the vote, but I want to bring to light the consideration that how we spend our dollars is also a means of advocacy and our voting for how we are treated as well as for what our expectations are in terms of how our community must be served or should be served, and to really work within that. A couple years ago, I had a conversation, a very lively conversation with a group of folks, and this one individual was stating that she was dissatisfied with a particular service that she was receiving at a particular popular coffee chain. And I had stated, well, wouldn't it be less expensive and you'd be able to make your coffee the way you would like it to be if you made it at work? And the conversation turned into a longer situation because instead of realizing the fact that because you continue to patronize this one location, you're pretty much giving them permission to continue to treat you and serve you in such a manner. Whereas if you stop patronizing that location, you are choosing to not spend your money with a place that is not serving you the way you want. And if more people took action in that nature, it's highly likely that that business would figure out, well, my hope is that that business would figure out that they're doing something wrong. And my point is that, yes, we must vote. Yes, we must advocate for ourselves, but it goes so much more deeper. We need to really advocate by our actions and our spending habits in terms of showing our self-respect and who we want to respect us. And so that was just a brief comment that I wanted to share.
Thank you for sharing that, Sister Devonna. That's very true. We definitely vote with our dollars.
Yes.
You brought that up because I was in Philadelphia yesterday, and I was on the strip of the boulevard, went to patronize a sister who has a bakery there. It was my brother-in-law's wedding reception, so I went with my sister-in-law to pick up the cake. And she's been in business for a while, and people were like 20 deep to get her bakery items, her cakes, and it was very good, just for the record. It's Denise Delicious in Philadelphia. But I walked down the street, and I noticed all of these other, you know, I saw people who looked like me, but behind the cash register were people who didn't look like me. And I was just, like, noticing it, and I went, wow, this is really, really interesting. And I made an affirmation at that point. I really want to see more black-owned businesses. I really acknowledge the Sister Denise for her business. She's been in business for a while. She's thriving. She's doing very well. And I assert that there are more people who have the dream of business ownership in our community, and I just want to see more of that, especially down the boulevards where we spend our money daily.
Yes.
To do basic things like eating.
It's true. I mean, and I don't mind a chain. Who minds a chain restaurant? I don't mind that, but I do mind in terms of who is behind the scenes in ownership and who they employ. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. You know, I'm all for a multicultural society. That's a life fact. But our own people of African descent, black people, we have the highest unemployment rate. And there's a reason behind that. You know, some folks come from the schools of thought of, you know, don't shop where you can't work. And, you know, simply, you know, by law, it's not that way, as some would say. But it actually still continues to be the case. You know, one of the largest industries that the black community supports is the hair care industry. And the majority of vendors that own hair care products are not of African descent. And, you know, I'm in New York, but I grew up in Massachusetts. That's the case. I live in Queens. I go to Brooklyn. I go to all the boroughs. I go to Westchester. And it's consistently the case. It's the same with the nail salons as well.
Yeah. Voting with our dollars is definitely another piece of the pie, and voting with our ownership opportunities is another slice of the pie. And like, you know, everyone who's been saying tonight has alluded to, we can keep slicing this deeper and deeper and deeper for us to really show up in all aspects of society, you know, in all aspects of where, how we live, you know, how are we voting in our life? Like, really, how are we voting in our life? We have about 5 minutes left, and I've got two more lines. Not sure who this is. 11111. Okay. I'm not sure who's there, so we'll go on. And then the last one, you have about 2 minutes. Area code 312-593. Do you have a comment for us tonight?
I just love you all. That
say
is
again.
My comment.
Say again.
I said, I just love you.
That Miss Henrietta, we love you too.
Oh yeah. Just listening in. I'll see you all in the oxygen room.
Awesome. So any final comments for from any of our listeners tonight before we wrap up the show?
Well, the thing that I want to go a little more of our sister Tahama, when she's talking about that we as African descent have been very nonchalant about letting other ethnic groups come in our community and disrespect us in our community for a very long time. And we need to seriously really think about tonight, too, that we shouldn't have no other ethnic group to disrespect us of our money. We should definitely advocate for small, like I said, small businesses and people that look like us, that we know that our money we will resurface back in our communities. And that is very, very important. We got to learn how to eat right and spend our money right. We need to teach our kids how to spend money. If you don't have workshops about that, very important.
Awesome. Well, I'd like to thank all of our listeners and all of our guests and the people who contributed tonight. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We air live here every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to us over the website, www.blacksummit.org. In about 2 minutes, we'll be going into the oxygen room, and that number is 218-862-6420, extension 797-4834, pound. Again, that number is 218-862-6420, extension 797-4834, pound. The summit conversation will be going to Chicago, Illinois.
By town
in 2011. We're very, very, very excited about that. That will be the first weekend in August, and you can go to our website to get more information about the Chicago Summit for 2011. I'd like to invite you all to come back next week. And I just want to say one last thing about President Obama. His ability, and I'm reading this from something I saw in all the stuff that's been going around, but it says his ability to remain above all of the stuff, to keep his optimism and his strange and mostly unjustified faith in people while continuing to gracefully deal with an endless bunch of crap is one of the most inspiring displays of human quality I have ever seen. Now, I can only hope that the cosmos is on his side, because God is, and he never makes a mistake. So with that said, everybody get out and vote on Tuesday, and let's support our president. Peace and love. Hope to see you next week on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Thanks to our listeners. Thanks to people who were in the chat room. Thanks to my fabulous, most valuable player, co-host Mr. Jerry Thomas out of New York City. Thanks to Jill and Glenn in the Oxygen Room.
Yes.
All of our other hosts who are listening in. And thanks to the International Black Summit community. We love you. We love you. We'll see you next week.
All right. Peace.